The last night of Hanukkah, Zos Hanukkah, the Shir is in Ksubis, and we're going to learn a very interesting, everything in Torah is interesting, but a particularly off-topic subject, which it's almost a hashkafic subject. We're going to start from Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. We're going to go right in the Gemara, and actually, we're going to start with a hashkafic topic. The Gemara, okay, you have the Shita of Rav Nechunya ben Hakone. The Shita of Rav Nechunya ben Hakone is that there's a din of Kamlei Bedraba Mine by Kores. Normally, we are familiar, or we should be familiar, with the din of Kamlei Bedraba Mine by Misa's Bezdin, when a person is Mechuyev Misa, and we're going to be learning now a few blot of the din of Kamlei Bedraba Mine, that when you incur the punishment of Misa and the punishment of Mamon simultaneously, and there's different definitions in this context of this din, there are different definitions to the word simultaneously, but when they are incurred simultaneously, so we don't punish you with the lesser onesh, the Mamon, and we only give you the Misa. And it's learnt out from a pasuk, and the din is called Kamlei Bedraba Mine, we only give you the harsher onesh. If you're familiar with the din, that you don't realize that it's logically difficult. Because why should he get away with it? Like, why should he be potter? L'chaira, he's a bad guy, and he even murdered too. So, like, why should that potter him from something else? The Gemara sometimes uses the words in other contexts. Is Guri Iskar, like he should gain on the deal because he was a bigger Rasha, he killed someone or he's Mechal Shabbos, whatever the circumstances are for Chiyuv Misa. So it's really, logically it's not Pashut. Maybe we'll talk about it as we learn the Sugya. It is learned out from a Pasuk. It sounds logical, like, you only give him the harsher Misa, the harsher Onesh. It's really not logical if you think about it. Why should he be Potter from anything? Anyway, that's the sugya. That's the famous sugya, and it's mostly here in Eilun Iris. The sugya of Kamlei Bedraba Mine. Rav Nechunya ben Hakone is a famous shita throughout Shas, that not just Misa's Bezdin, but also Kores. Kores is considered a lesser own. When something is Kores and not Misa's Bezdin, for example, various arayas, eating chametz on Pesach, is just Kores, it's not Misa's Bezdin. Various arayas are just Kores, not Misa's Bezdin. Some arayas are just achoso, a system. It's just Kores, not Misa's Bezdin. So, Rav Nechunya,
what? Anything that's Misa's Bezdin without Hasra would be Kores.
No, not anything. Most things, perhaps. I made a mental list of four things which are Misa's Bezdin and not Kores. Maka Ova V'imo, Makalal Ova V'imo, Gonev Ish Umacharo, and I had a fourth. They're all Ben Odom L'Chavero, interestingly enough. I don't know what to make of it. That it's Mrs. Bezdin and not Kores. Ritzicha. Ritzicha is Mrs. Bezdin and not Kores. So I don't know what to make of it, but four things, and they're all Ben Odom L'Chavero. Interesting. You have some things, okay, now. Rav Nechunya ben Hakone is a famous shita. He's famous also for being in the Sidurim, in the small print, it says he was the author of Anah B'Choach. So Rav Nechunya ben Hakone was known for two things. His tefillah, three things. His tefillah that you say before, isn't there Rav Nechunya ben Hakone, his tefillah? And the Rashba says he wrote Anah B'Choach, and this then of course is Kamlei Bedraba Mine. Okay, now, so we're going to start from the middle of the Amud. My time of Rav Nechunya ben Hakone, what is his reason? Meaning, what is his derivation? Where does he learn it out from? Because the pasuk that teaches us the din of Kamlei Bedraba Mine happens to be talking about Misa's Bezdin. And Misa's Bezdin is more chomer, is said to be more chomer than Kores. It's a more stringent, a more harsh onesh. And when something carries the punishment of Misa's Bezdin, then you know it's a bigger iser, more intense iser, than something that, quote, just carries the punishment of Kores. So, since the pasuk of Kamlei Bedraba Mine happens to be my Misa's Bezdin, so that's why the Gemara asks, my time of the Chunya ben Akana, because he's actually saying that something that's of a lesser Isser is also has the din of Kamlei Bedraba Minei. Now, Kamlei Bedraba Minei is a function of the severity of the punishment. We're only going to give you the more severe punishment, right? So it's a function of severity.
But how would you... How would you actually apply it? Because if it's Kores, it wouldn't go to a Beis Din anyway, so how would they know that you
if
don't...
If they know that you stole chametz from someone, let's say we work out the case, and simultaneous with stealing it, you ate it. So we see you're doing Kores. Do you have to pay for the... A terrible example, because most opinions are that chametz on Pesach is asur b'ano, and if it's asur b'ano, it has no value. And if it has no value, you don't have to pay for it anyway. So it was a terrible example. Or chalev. I stole chalev from someone, and I ate it. Eating chalev is only karis, not Mises Beis Din. Chalev is the forbidden fats of an animal. So if I worked it out that simultaneous with eating it, I stole it from you, which the Gemara does work out, grada. Then, so we see, you're eating chalev, so you don't have to pay for the chalev that you stole. Chalev is mutter b'hanah, so it doesn't have that problem. Well, if the guy brings him to Beis Din and says, he stole my chalev, and then the story turns out to be that he stole it by eating it, so the Beis Din will throw up their hands and say, I'm sorry, it's coming, according to the Chunya ben Hakana, and they'll say, I'm sorry. It's Kares and it's Kamlei Bedraba Minei.
You don't need to start Beis Din, you need to start Kores.
That's correct. Right. It would turn out, well, in this case, you would need a Psak Beis Din. In effect, when the guy drags me to Beis Din to pay him the money, so in effect, there would have to be a finding of the Beis Din that there was Kores and therefore he doesn't have to pay the money. So it's a good riddle. You could ask your grandchildren or even your children the riddle. When would Beis Din have to paskin that a person is mechuyav kares? And the answer would be when it's in the context of pottering him from paying money according to Rav Nachunya ben Akona. That's a good riddle.
Well, we've discussed when Beis Din paskins, there's two kinds of psaks. It could be they're either making something happen or they're just bringing to light.
Well, in effect, they would be paskining that he's potter from the mom.
Right, so I'm saying they're really not paskining, they're not making him chayav kares, they're just bringing to light that he's...
That's why I use the word there would be a finding. Beis Din would have to make a finding that he's chayav kares, and therefore they would paskin that he's potter from the mom. Yeah. Well, not for Kamlei Bedraba Minei, actually, because...
The guy stole something in the shop.
Yeah, we're going to learn. We're going to learn, even if there was no hasra, even if it's not a particular case and circumstance, that he's mechuyev misa, let's say there was no edim and no hasra, he's still potter from mammon. So Beis Din actually would not be paskening that he's mechuyev misa, they would only be paskening that he's potter from mammon. So we're dealing with the psak of Kamlei Bedraba Minei. Okay. So my time of the Chunya ben Hakana, I'm explaining the question. If Kores would be more chamur than misa's Beis Din, the Gemara wouldn't ask a question. Because the Limud teaches us the din of Kamlei Bedraba Minei. It teaches it to us in the context of Mises Beis Din. If Kores would be more chomer, and as I said, the din of Kamlei Bedraba Minei is a function of severity, of the onesh that he is getting. So the question is based on the premise, which is true throughout Shas, that Kores is less severe than Mises Beis Din. Mises Beis Din is considered the most severe onesh, and therefore a reflection by... That should also be spoken out, and therefore a reflection of a more severe aveira. A more severe onesh is a reflection of a more severe aveira. Okay, my time. So therefore, the Gemara questions my time of the Chunya ben Hakana, since the usual limud of Kamlei Bedraba Minei is learned out. The pasuk is in the context of Mises Beis Din. Omar Abaye, so there's going to be a Machlokas Abaye and Rava, what the derivation is, what the limud is, what the source is. Omar Abaye, Nemar Oson Bidei Odom, it's a Gzeira Shava. So it says the word Oson Bidei Odom when the punishment is from a person, And that's the that's the limud of kamli bedrabi minay. It is learned out from the pasuk the word also is used in the pasuk of kamli bedrabi minay. V'nemar also miday shemayim, and when there's a death or a punishment at the hands of heaven, the word also is used. That's in the context of the story that we're learning these weeks, where Yaakov says he doesn't want to send Binyamin with Yehuda because the karahu oson, an oson literally means an accident or a tragedy, an oson will happen to Binyamin, and that he's not talking about that he'll be killed by a person, he's talking about that it'll be something will happen to him, you know, some act of God, as we would call it in the insurance field. So that's bidei shamayim. So it's oson, we make gzeira shava. Ma oson ha'omer bidei adam, potter menat hashlumin, has the din of kamli bedrabi minei. Af oson ha'omer bidei shamayim, potter menat hashlumin. Rashi, it's like probably the first of the last five Rashis on the daf, on the Amud. Oson bidei adam v'lo yiyeh oson. The Mishtoi, which is talking about Mises Bezdel. L'meimer d'hecha d'leka Mises Bezdel mishalem d'mei v'lodos. He's talking about he has to pay for the aborted fetus that he caused if he hit a pregnant woman. But if there is Mises Bezdin, in the case where there is Mises Bezdin, if something happened to the woman, then he doesn't have to pay for the Vlados. And it says, also Bidei Shemayim V'Karohu, also do the mistake in Rashi. If your Rashi has an Aleph there, V'Karohu, you have an Aleph in the word V'Karohu, that's a mistake. The Pasuk says V'Karohu, without the Aleph, and it will occur, and an Osun will occur. Okay, so that's the Gzeira Shava. Maskef L'Ravada Barava. Now Ravada Barava asks a question, and this, he asked it one way. The Gemara will ask on his question, and will rephrase his question. And the sugya of the Gemara that we're not going to get to today is the way Rav Ada Bar Rava phrased this question. And this is what Rav Ada Bar Rava asked. So first let's learn what he said. Mimai dechim komazer lehu Yaakov lebnei. Your premise is that when Yaakov said v'karahu oson about Binyamin, he was talking about something that's bidei shemayim, an act of God. So how do you know that he was warning them that maybe something, an act of God will happen to Binyamin, al tzinim upachim, that he'll get sick and die? Rashi learns tzinim pachim is kor v'chol, he'll take a fever, or he'll catch cold, and he'll catch pneumonia, and he'll die from that illness. So how do you know he was talking about an act of God like an illness? Dividei shemayim ninu, and therefore the oson that it says there in the pasuk is talking about bidei shemayim, allowing you to make the gzera shava between bidei shemayim and bidei adam. Dilma, maybe al arya is talking about a lion attacking them, the ganve, or a robber, meaning a robber that's a murderer that'll kill them for their money. Dividei adam ninu, that's called not an act of God, that's called bidei adam. So you don't have your gzera shava anymore, that's called a person did it. Whoa, we're gonna learn. Everybody calm down. What?
Why is chloroform illness? I thought chloroform was exposure to the elements.
Yeah, but it means he's gonna die. We're talking about Binyamin will die. I don't know, why do you die when you're exposed to the elements? However you want to phrase it, I don't know, in my mind, you get sick and you die. You don't want to say you get sick, you just plain die, fine, okay. So the Gemara. So that's Rav Ada Bar Yaakov's question. The Gemara answers the question rhetorically. Well, Yaakov was warning about everything, the Gemara says. So included in everything is things that are bidei shemayim also. So your gzeira shava is valid. Rav Ada Bar Yaakov wants to say that maybe the gzeira shava is not valid because maybe Yaakov Avinu was also talking about something that's bidei adam, not bidei shemayim. So the Gemara says, well, he was talking about everything, including things that are bidei shemayim. So your gzeira shava is valid because that word also means bidei shemayim also. So there's a gzeira shava between bidei shemayim and bidei adam. Otu Yaakov, Aho Azir, Aho Lo Azir. Would Yaakov then have been warning against one particular type of tragedy and not another type? Yaakov Al Kol Mili Azir. He was warning about everything. So that, okay, end of question and answer. Now the Gemara questions Rav Avda Bar Yaakov's two statements. Rav Avda Bar Yaakov, in asking his question, made two statements. That Rav Avda Bar Rava, thank you, I'm sorry. Rav Avda Bar Rava made two statements. One is that a fever and catching cold, whatever it is, kor v'chol. We'll call it with the Lashon HaGemara, tzina mupachet. Rashi learns it means cold and chol is a fever. Okay. So his premise was that tzina mupachem is an act of God, and if murderers kill you or a lion rips you up, that's also called bidei adam. That's what he said. We're going to learn. That's what we're going to be learning about. That was Rav Avda Bar Rava's statement. How do you know Yaakov Avinu warned his children about tzina mupachem, which is bidei shamayim? Maybe he warned them about lions or highway robbers, which are bidei adam. Now the Gemara will question those two statements, and the Gemara will turn each one around. You're not going to be happy with the Gemara turning each one around either, and that's why we're going to learn Tosfos. Tosfos will already be the larger hashkafic issue about, you know, what do we see from this Gemara about things that are basheret and things that are bidei shamayim and things that are people oriented and things that are caused by people. Is there anything ever caused by people? In what sense is it caused by a person? So that's what we're going to be learning about in Tosfos. But to get to Tosfos, we have to learn the Gemara first. I'm sorry. That's one of the things you have to go through when you learn Gemara. You have to never learn the Gemara first. So the Gemara questions both halves of Rav Avda Bar Rava's statement. Tzinim pachim bidei shamayim denu. You're saying that tzinim pachim is an act of God? Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Hakol bidei shamayim chutz mitzinim pachim. Now you might not, you might be more familiar with the famous statement, Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyira shamayim. Right? That's another statement. The Rishonim asked that question, and they say, and the answer is very simple actually, Lachora, that we're talking about different contexts. When we say Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyira shamayim, we're talking about Bechira, and we mean to make the point that Hashem doesn't determine if a person is going to be a tzaddik or a rasha, and everything else in the world is run by Hashem, and except for Bechira. That's the context of the statement. When we say Hakol bidei shamayim chutz mitzinim upachim, we're already talking about the nitty gritty of hashgacha, and we're making a statement that a person. Now, what does it mean Hakol bidei shamayim chutz mitzinim upachim? According to Rashi, it means that you can bring it upon yourself. Rashi seems to be saying, and we're going to be talking about this, even if it's not a gzeira shemayim, it's like saying you can commit suicide. So tzina mupachim, in other words, catching cold or catching a fever, Hashem leaves up to you. It's up to you. That's what the statement means. Please, let's wait till we learn Tosfos. We're going to go through the Gemara, and then we're going to learn Tosfos, and we're going to open the floor to the larger issue. Blina. But there is a brisa, so you have to know where you're coming from. You have to know you have to know the basics. There is a brisa that says the following statement: Hakol bidei shamayim, everything is predetermined by heaven. Chutz mitzinim pachim. Rashi learns that you could cause it to yourself through not taking care of yourself. You don't wear a sweater when it's cold outside. Keep open a window when it's drafty. You have a fan blowing on you, then you could catch cold, and you have no one to blame but yourself. Rashi learns sometimes. That's how Rashi learns the statement. That sometimes you could get it through your pshia, through your negligence. That's the brisa. But Tanya, that's l'chora the way Rashi would be learning. You say, by a guy could jump out a window and commit suicide. Again, we're going to get into the larger discussion. Let's learn the Gemara first. Vatanya kol bidei shemayim chutz mitzinim pachim. Shenemar, it's a posuk in Mishlei, I believe. It's in Mishlei. Yes. Tzinim pachem b'derech ikesh, shomer nafsho yirchak mehem. So, that's question number one. Rav Avda bar Abba's first statement assumed that tzinim and pachem is an act of God, but we have this braisa that says the very opposite. That it's specifically, these two things are not an act of God. These two things, at least sometimes according to Rashi, you can bring upon yourself through negligence. The su, and now the second statement is also difficult. The second statement is that Arya Vaganve is bidei adam, that that's considered to come about through man. Arya Vaganve bidei adam ninu. For Amar Rav Yosef v'chaintani Rabbi Chiya, again another a statement of an Amora or a Braisa. Rav Chiya learned it as a Braisa, and it's a little, it's a rather long statement. Miyom shechor beis hamikdash afal pisha butlu Sanhedrin. There's no more Sanhedrin to give out Mises Bezdin. Arba Mises lo butlu, but Arba Mises were not butlu. Lo butlu, what are you talking about? Right, these words lo butlu is a question. Lo butlu, what do you mean by that? A batluhu, they very much were batel. Ella din arba mises lo batlu. Hashem takes care of the person, so to speak, and he gets his mises bezdin. Of course, we don't know when this is occurring. It's a din shemayim. It doesn't say that whenever these things happen, it's always the way Hashem is giving misa to a person because he deserves misa. It doesn't say that. But they will be. Mishin is chayav skila. They can be. Mishin is chayav skila. O nofil minagag, he'll fall down from the roof. O chayav dorsoso, because that was what happened in skila. They pushed him off a high place, and then they stoned him. O mishin is chayav sreifa. O nofil bedleika, consumed by fire. O nochash makisho, which is also considered fire. The venom of the snake is called sreifa throughout Tanakh. Mishin is Chayav Hariga, that's death by the sword. O Nimsar Lamalchus, where they would kill you with a sword. O Listen Ba'anala, they usually killed with a knife or a sword. Mishin is Chayav Chenek, O Tovea Benohar, O Meis Basrunchi, that's a particular kind of Misa, Rashi says Askara. It's a famous type of death, diphtheria, some say. Whatever it is, it's a choking kind of disease. So the Gemara, this long braisa, or maybe a statement of Rabbi Yosef the Amora, says that when things happen to a person, again, we're going to learn Tosis, we'll see about this, but the statement seems to say that when things happen to a person, it's really, it's death by hands of heaven, and Hashem is punishing him. So that means Arya Vaganvi, Arya would be really on the second line of the Gemara. Arya means a lion killed him. That's Chaya Dar Soso, right? Ganvi is being put to death by marauders. That's Listen Boy and all of. Yes. So the Brisa says very clearly that that's to be considered bidei shamayim. When that happens, we look at it as being a zera shamayim, that's giving the person death, or Hashem, maybe he was supposed to die at this moment, but I'll come on him. So the Gemara right now is just interested in the two statements, in the two halves of Rav Avda bar Abba's statement. The first half of the statement was sinim upachim is bidei shamayim, and Arya Vaganvi is bidei adam. The Gemara says it's mamish the opposite. Tzinim pachem of everything in the world, that happens to be bidei adam, and everything else, certainly Arya Vaganvi, is bidei shamayim. Now the Gemara just points out that you haven't taken away from the logic of Rav Avda bar Abba's question or the logic of his answer. You just have to flip it around. What did Avada Barava say? How do you know Yaakov warned his sons against Sinim Upachim? That are Bidei Shemayim. Maybe he warned them against Arya Vaganve, which are Bidei Adam. So now that we've attacked both halves of the statement, so we'll just rearrange the statement. How do you know Yaakov Avinu warned his sons against Arya Vaganve, which are Bidei Shemayim? Maybe he was warning them against Sinim Upachim, which are Bidei Odom, and then the answer would be the same. Yaakov Avinu was warning them against everything. So we maintain the integrity of Rav Adi Barava's question and the Gemara's answer. All we've done is we took a statement that was first made, that Sinim Upachim are considered an act of God, and Arya Vaganvi are considered man generated, and we've shown that the Chayra are both not true. Right? And we say, okay, if they're both not true, then Baruch Hashem, we still have the whole Shakla Vataria, and everything is still in its place. Now, we'll stop here. And Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow night, we'll start learning Tosfos, another Rishonim, that deal with the issues that are inevitably raised when you learn this Gemara. What is the Gemara talking about? What does the Gemara mean? Does the Gemara mean you can do it even if there's no Gezeirah of Hashem? Does the Gemara mean always? Does the Gemara mean sometimes? What's considered Sinim Upachim? A guy could also jump out a window, right? What do you mean? You could bring upon yourself a cold or a pneumonia, right? But you could also kill yourself if you jump out a window. So, what does the Gemara mean? So that's...
But according to the Chavetz Chaim of Avad, if you attempt to commit it and you don't succeed...
We're going to talk about the Chavetz Chaim of Avad too. But that's at the end. Here we have a sugya that deals with these issues, L'chora, and we'll see how it's dealt with in Tosfos and another Rishonim, and we'll try to figure out what they're saying. It's a shame. Okay, please indulge. It's from Best, and it's Chug Chasam Sofer. Not my hefshah. If you don't need Chug Chasam, I think it's a good hefshah.
You don't have to bench it. I was going to ask you.
No, the chori, even if you eat a lot of them, you don't have to bench. No, because they're fried.
It's better or it's worse?
No, I'm saying, if someone doesn't eat Chug Chasam Sofer, so don't say, oh, these he could eat because they're the one who has brought them. I don't even know which one.
You can eat 30 of them, you still don't have to make a match.
Right.
I'll try and see.
There you go.
Deep fried, not fried. It's more like cooked.
Well, that's one.
Pan fried, then it would be
fried. Right.
Oh, you can fry a donut.
I'm just saying.
No, some people want to eat donuts and they don't fry them. They don't have to be fried to make donuts.
Or you could
fry
them. Because it would come out quite tasty. That's what people fry. French fries. You could bake them, you could fry them.
Yeah, my apartment building this week.